Michelle. Thank you. Thank you. Can we put that first slide up? Perfect. So you see the number up here? Not yet. I see it. There it is. And that also is on the front of your bulletin today. But first, let me say good morning. And thank you for allowing me to be here today. So what does that number stand for? Does anybody know? So I'm kind of hearing a few little things, but that number represents 226 children in our county that are unable to live with their moms and dads. It isn't safe to live at home. These are our kids in our community. So my question is, what's our responsibility to these 226 children? Well, let's look at what the Bible says about these children. Can I have the scripture up? Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1, verse 27. This is a call on my heart, but it's a call on a lot of our hearts in our community here at Northlake. Aline Stanford, Kathleen Rollins, and myself individually and together have just felt the call of the Lord to do more to serve these children. We believe that the Lord has called us to launch the Northlake Fostering Together, a connect group to educate and support foster kids and parents. We want to connect people called to be foster parents and support them here in our family at Northlake. I love that Miranda referenced, and Terry, her prophetic word was around family, because these 226 kids, they need family. They need you, and they need me. They need us. So we want to connect those that feel that call on their heart to be foster parents, and we want to support you along the way. We want to connect people to serve our community organizations, important groups like Office Moms and Dads, like CASA, like Luggage of Love. Maybe you're not called to be the foster parent, but maybe you're called in one of these other areas. Third, we want to mobilize the Northlake members to come around and support our foster families in our congregation, our foster kids. We want to celebrate these kids. We want to make them feel at home. We'll have more opportunities to come and learn over the next few weeks about the needs in our community. We want to equip you to know how you can support these important treasures that God has entrusted in this community. So today is kind of our launch. We have invited Rochelle Ireton. She's going to come on up. She's very involved in the foster community here in Cowlitz County and a believer in Jesus, which is so wonderful when we can have a believer in Jesus supporting this community and foster kids. God is at work in these kids. We've reached a point of crisis, and guess who's there? Right in the middle of it is Jesus. So I really feel Rochelle is a piece of that, and we feel so blessed to have you here today. So welcome.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. If you want to go to the next slide. So my name is Rochelle, and I am the liaison for Fostering Together, and we'll get to that. But first, I just want to share my story. My husband and I have been licensed as foster parents for about a year and a half, and this journey has touched us in so, so many ways, and I may cry a lot, so I apologize. My husband and I experienced fertility issues early on our marriage, and I wanted nothing but to be a mom. And so we prayed and we prayed and, you know, we read and we thought, and God is amazing when you see his work happen. I was in an auto accident, and I just happened to get a settlement that just happened to be enough for us to go through a round of fertility treatment. And our issues were on my husband's side, and so a lot of the less expensive fertility treatments we weren't able to do. But we were successful, and we had an amazing little girl. So she turned two, and I wanted to grow our family, and we knew that another round of fertility treatment was not an option for us. So we prayed. And we talked with our pastor, and we talked with our friends who were adopted, and we talked to our friends who were single children, and we were just trying to figure out what is the step for our family. And the fostering seed was in our head, and we thought about it, and we thought about it, and I am not the best of listening to God when he tells me what direction I should go. I question, and I question, and I question. And so 2 years later, we get a letter in the mail, and one of our relatives, a distant relative, was placed in foster care, and we had no idea he was in care at all. And without hesitation right there, for the first time in my life, I knew God said, this is what I need you to do. I need you to follow me. I need you to step up, open your home, and I need you to love this little guy. So I called my husband at work, and I read him the paper, and he also agreed, you know, this is what we're doing. And God, you know, he may not have answered our prayers 2 years ago, but he was planting those seeds and making us ready for when the time came that he needed us to step up. And so we called, and we found out that he was already placed with family members, which we didn't know either. And we decided, God opened this door, and we need to move forward. We may not be fostering for this little guy, but this is the direction we need us to go. And I told my husband, if anything that I get out of this is for the first time in my life, wholeheartedly just following God, then this is all worth it. So we met the little guy because he was with his grandparents, and they weren't sure that they were ready or wanted to raise a child, and there were addiction issues with the grandmother also. And so we met him in January. He was placed with us in March. We got licensed in June. And in September, I started working with Fostering Together. It was midnight, and on my Facebook page came up this position for Fostering Together liaison. And I applied thinking, oh, I'll just send it out there, because I've been blessed to stay home with my daughter. And I'm a social worker, and for 15 years, I was a social worker, and I said, I'm never going back. I want to work with numbers, hard, non-emotional numbers. And then this position came available. They called me the next morning at 8 o'clock, and here I am. So through this experience, we have had our hearts so touched by not only the little guy with us, but just the foster children, the foster community, the foster parents. You know, I chose this scripture because we have a calmness in our home that I wouldn't think that we would have. And I know we have that calmness because we are following God. We stepped up, we followed him, and we're exactly where he wants us to be. And so we tell our daughter, you know, we were concerned, well, what about earlier on? We were concerned, what about her heart? What about our hearts? And then when he was placed with us, our thought was, we are going to love this little guy as long as we have him. It may be a couple weeks, it may be a couple years, it may be forever. But our job is, God wants us to just love him and show him a family and love and structure and what all of that looks like. And our daughter, she, without hesitation, she opened her heart the first day. So all these concerns we had about us were taken away, and our thoughts were, what about him? You know, what does he need? How can we love him and plant seeds of hope and Jesus in him to carry him, you know, if he does return home, and praying for his biological mom as well. And so Our lives have changed. You know, we have a quiet joy and calmness that, you know, we had before, but it's different now. And we just know it's because God is leading us and we're following. So if we want to go to the next slide, I'll get to what Fostering Together is. So here I am a year later with Fostering Together, and my whole hope the whole time bringing in my social work background is that I want to help encourage foster community. You know, there's so many components to that. We have our foster families, we have our foster youth, but we also have our community that can support all of that and make it a whole just to be the best we can be for our foster kiddos. So Olive Crest has a program called Fostering Together, and we are contracted with the state to help recruit and retain foster families. So as the liaison, I'm here from start to finish. I'm here once you show interest. I will guide you through all the steps. Once you're licensed, I'll flood your emails with upcoming trainings and events, and I'm just here as a support to make sure that everybody navigates through all the multiple systems really easily. I'm also here if you want to volunteer, if you just want information. So there's my email up there. And then I did forget to bring my business cards, but I'll bring them at another day and leave them in case anybody wants them. But if we'll go to the next slide. So here's some numbers for you. In Washington State, we have 9,222 children who are in foster care. That means they are not living with their biological family. We have 1,631 kiddos that are legally free, which means they are waiting to find their forever homes. They may already be placed with them, and they may be going through the adoption process, but that's how many kiddos whose rights have been terminated with their parents, so they're looking for their forever homes. And then we come back to the 226 in Cowlitz County. That is the number of kiddos. And these numbers are ever fluctuating. This was a number I got at the end of August. So we have 226 kids from Wakayakum and Cowlitz County that are in care. And then 99 is the number of homes that we have of foster homes. So if we'll look at the next slide, I don't know if you guys can read that very well. Can you see that? I can't see that far. So these are just a couple examples of what the placement desk looks like. So when a child comes into care, they reach out to our foster families either through, it's a Facebook placement page they have, they email, and they call. So these are a couple examples of what a week could look like at the placement desk. And the top one, I just wanted to point out that those 226 children that we have, not all of them are placed in Cowlitz County because we don't have the homes and the available beds for them. So they can be moved out of county. So not only are the kids leaving their homes, which whatever level of dysfunction might be there, those are their homes they're familiar with. They leave their local churches, their local schools, their neighbors that may be acting as comforts to them or parents to them. They get moved to Thurston County, Clark County, Lewis County. And then the next slide is just a couple more. Sibling sets are hard to place because most people don't have space for multiple, especially our families that are four kids coming in. Up in Lewis County, we had to separate twin baby girls that were 10 months old because there wasn't space to put them. And then the bottom one here is respite care, and that's something we'll talk a little bit more about. But respite care is if you're not able to open your home as a foster family. Respite care is a great way to be available on for short periods, and you typically are providing care for the kiddos that are already placed with the foster family, but they have something that has happened and they need to leave and they can't take the kids with them. So you are a support for your foster families and you're still supporting the foster kids, but it's much short term. You can choose, you know, when you're available, but we're in desperate need of respite homes in our county also. But the next slide, this talks a little bit more about our homes. So you saw the number 99. We have 99 homes, but that does not mean there's 99 homes available for kiddos. Some of them are not renewing their license. They have adopted children, or they're working on that, and they're not going to continue taking any foster children. Some of them have been foster parents for a long time, and they're done. Some homes are full or already have over capacity. Some people can have all their beds full, but they get the department can allow them to have a couple more kids just because it's an emergency and they need a place for the kids to go. Some are child-specific, which is what our home is. A child-specific home is either a relative, a kinship, or a suitable other placement. Those homes are typically licensed for one child. And then we have homes that are for specific ages. There are some people that choose to get licensed for 2 and under or 5 and under. We have a few homes that are teens only. So when we have, you know, a set of children 6 and under come in, you know, if we don't have a home that's taking those children, then that's when we look out of county. If you can go to the next slide. So I want you guys to participate in a little, get you up and moving a little bit. If anyone, can you stand for me if you are currently a foster parent, have been a foster parent, or have adopted? Now, can you stand if you know someone who has been a foster parent, who is a foster parent, or who has adopted? And if you're still sitting, if you are in arm's reach or spitting distance of someone who's standing, please stand. Which should be everybody out of their seats right now. This right here shows you how close you are to the foster community. You are close enough that you can stretch your hand out and you can, in some way, you can support a foster parent or a foster child. So go ahead and sit down. And then the next slide. So how can you help your foster community? We've talked about becoming a foster parent. We've talked about respite care. If you'll go ahead and go to the next slide. There's so many ways. You can foster. You can adopt. You can sponsor. You can volunteer. You can donate. You can educate. You can pray. There are so many ways that everyone in this room can somehow impact or support your foster community. So if we go to the next slide. Here are some ideas. I know Marcella talked about office moms and dads. This is a volunteer position. You go to the department and you sit with the kiddos that are brought into care. So we typically know a little bit ahead of time when someone's coming in, and they will reach out to those volunteers and they will see who can come in. You get to give them a meal. You read with them. You draw with them. You hug them. You just sit with them and you offer them to support because they were just removed from their home. They're scared. A lot of them come with nothing. They try to have them grab a bag, but a lot of them literally come with nothing. They come with a police officer or a state worker and they're scared. And they just need someone to sit with them and show them love and compassion. Luggage of Love is a great program. They put together bags. So when these kiddos come in, most of the time there's bags available and they get one. And it usually has a pillow, maybe some jammies, a book, a toothbrush, just things that the kids might need to go for their night that they're going to stay. And that's something I didn't touch base on is a lot of the times people get approved for one night for a family for overcapacity. So we have kids that are brought into care that go one night and then they have to move the next night and they go back to the department where they're trying to find another home. Not all happen that way. Some go a lot smoother. But we have a lot of kiddos that, you know, they're in 3 homes before they find a home they're going to stay in for a little while. And that's very scary for our kids. CASA is kind of the legal aspect. You get to be a voice for the child. You visit the foster home. You talk with the child and the family. You also talk, you know, during visitations. And you're a voice for the child in court saying, hey, we don't think this kid should return home. And it's factual. You tell them why. And you do get a lot of training. And it's another great way to support our kiddos. Fostering Together, email me. I could always use volunteers. We have 3 big events we do each year. We do a Christmas event for our foster families. We do a foster appreciation dinner where we appreciate our foster parents. And we also do a back-to-school barbecue. So I can always use people to help me with that. And just spreading the word, I have stacks of posters. I would happily give everybody 20 of them if you can just put them out in the community and just let people know what our need is. And then North Lake Connect, which is just getting kicked off. And so that's a great way that you can connect here in your church and find out what's going on here. And then the next slide, donate. So your time, volunteering I love to volunteer, but there's only so many hours in a day and so much you can do. But volunteering is always helpful. Can you go back one slide? Your talents. So in those events we do, if you love face painting, come to one of our events and paint the faces of the kids. If you love crafting, if you're a Pinterest freak like me, donate your time. Make some adorable decorations for those events. Donation bins. We always, you know, if you have a heart to put together a donation drive of some kind. And fundraising the same way. If you are good at that and you have connections and you want to gather, you know, like back to school supplies or Christmas stockings or anything like that. And then the next slide. So the Wanted Conference, you'll see that is, you have a small flyer of that. Wanted Conference is coming up next Saturday, and it happened in 2015. When I started this position, I found an old flyer, and I connected with the people that put it together last time, and I said, let's do this. This looks amazing. And so we're going to have that next weekend, and if you want more information, please come. There'll be resource tables out there that talk about all those programs, Office Moms and Dads, CASA, all of those. We'll have a 90-minute foster panel piece where we'll have foster parents that will be talking about their experiences. We have some guest speakers from different programs that will be there. If you do come, bring a lunch. During lunchtime, we're going to have the table set up so attendees can sit down with foster parents and just ask questions and just have conversations, and a great way to get information. The next slide. So come learn how you can make a difference in our community. It's just going to be a really great day. And then the next slide. Oh, and I'm going to pass it back to Marshall. But thank you guys for having me, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions.
Let's go ahead and say a prayer for Rochelle and her ministry. Dear Father, we just lift up Rochelle. We lift up those 226 children that are currently in care in our county. They're our children. Some of those children are right here already being ministered to here at Northlake. I just ask, Father, that today that you will speak to those that can come alongside these 226 children. Father, I thank you for the ministry of foster care in Cowlitz County. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And then we do have a video we're going to play.
Yeah, so a little more about Northlake Fostering Together. We don't want to bog you down with meetings. What we want to do is be a support for that calling that God places in your heart. So October 29th will be our official launch here at Northlake. But we want to invite any of you to go to the Wanted Conference, because there'll be a lot of information there. But for the next four Sundays, and we'll make sure that I have the dates in your calendars, we'll have a meeting right after the Sunday service concludes over in the admin building. We'll have Subway sandwiches or something good to eat. We'll make sure that if you have kids already, that we have a way to watch your kids. Probably be about an hour, but what we'll have is up close. We'll have foster parents that currently are in our congregation, so you can see how we can help them. We'll also have volunteers from the different organizations at another meeting to come in a smaller group than the Wanted Conference to really come and answer your questions if you're feeling God's calling you that way. Thirdly, we'll also have a meeting going over how we as a community can stand and support those families in our congregation that are stepping out in faith. Because if you step out and want to be a foster parent to these kids, we as a community want to support you. And so we want to find ways that we can celebrate. The first thing that comes to my mind when a new baby comes into your home, and it's so awesome because God's placed this beautiful little baby right here in the front, we celebrate that as a congregation. Well, we want to celebrate when you have that placement in your home, we want to come alongside you and shower you. You know, if it's an infant, we want to see if you've got diapers. We want to come and give you special little outfits or appeal to those quilters in our congregation that maybe you make a special baby quilt. But we want to celebrate what God's placed in your home because that's a treasure. And we want to treasure those kids. So that's kind of our agenda with Northlake. Fostering Together is an intimate way as a family that we can come and do our part for that 226. So thank you for your time. Aline Stanford, Kathleen Rollins will be out in the lobby too so we can connect. But please sign up and come and learn what you can do to help with this ministry. So we have a video. You want to go ahead and show it? Rochelle, will you walk back there? I see this. So I'll have Rochelle, we'll get the video out here for you. Just kind of giving you a recap of today. While they're looking for it, I can just share with you. You know, you think, good. Here we go.
Praise to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our King. To him we will sing. In his great mercy he has given us life. Now we can be called.
you. And we're dismissed.